In essence, what I'm showing you and what I think we're going to see is data that's coming out of America, but also I think a number of us at the British Breast Group heard from Jose Balselga that combinations of HER2 inhibitors, lapatinib and Herceptin in America and certainly in the NEO-ALTA trial, are having a 70% complete response rate in the absence of chemotherapy because they're knocking off the stem cell population. So our treatment probably won't necessarily involve chemotherapy in that setting. And we need to think where it will go in the case of DCIS. And with a number of centres, like Edinburgh again, Nottingham again, ourselves and Leeds, we're looking at this trial where we're giving lapatinib to patients with a preoperative diagnosis of DCIS compared to placebo to see whether we can actually show inhibition of proliferation and alteration of tumour architecture in terms of apoptosis. Because in the longer term, if we're seeing those effects in invasive HER2-positive cancer, it is likely we'll see the same effects in DCIS, and that we may well have treatments that allow us to shrink the tumour, and we might even get to the situation of neoadjuvant therapy for DCIS as we go along.